540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. House Republicans are now regrouping after losing another candidate for Speaker. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us Minnesota's Tom Emmer is out.
At the end of the day, there were about 10 to 20 members who were not backing Emmer. He spent several hours trying to talk to some of them. Obviously, it does not appear that he was successful if he has now made this decision to drop out.
Former President Trump weighed in.
So I disagreed with him on a lot of things over the years, and I assume it had a big impact.
He's being blamed for tanking Emmer's bid on Truth Social last night. Six Republicans have since stepped up. Israel is livid with UN Chief Antonio Guterres today, who seemingly justified terror attacks by Hamas.
The attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence.
Israel's ambassador Gilad Erdan.
How can the Secretary General, with his words, justify in any way the terrible atrocities that happened to our civilians, innocent civilians?
He's calling for Guterres to resign. Meantime, many could die in Gaza soon if they run out of supplies. CBS's Holly Williams.
We know that those that are functioning are relying on fuel for power, and they say that that's running out. Now, to give you an example of what that means in one hospital, they are warning that the 50 or so babies that they have in incubators, they're saying that if the fuel for their power runs out, they are warning that those babies will die.
Aid is trickling in from Egypt, but the U.S. says it's not fast enough. In Georgia, former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis apologized after pleading guilty to election interference charges.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
She is the fourth defendant now to plead guilty. 5,000 more auto workers walked off the job today.
GM's Arlington, Texas plant makes a company's big SUVs like Suburban, Tahoe, Yukon, and Cadillac Escalade. Analyst John McElroy says big utilities mean big profits.
That is the most profitable plant that General Motors has. In fact, some people say it is the most profitable assembly plant in the world.
That's reporter Jeff Gilbert. Police in Oregon say an off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot may have been high on mushrooms when he tried to cut the engines on a plane mid-flight. Court documents show Joseph Emerson believed he was having a nervous breakdown. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Germantown officers involved in the shooting at a school last night are on leave. A man was shot and killed by police outside Kennedy Middle School. The incident started when officers responded to a report of a person acting erratically in the school's parking lot. That person reportedly climbed onto the roof of the school and shot at officers who returned fire. The school district decided to close the school and the whole district today. Last night, a Menominee Falls school board meeting saw the participation of parents, students, and community members who gathered to discuss the recent removal of 33 books from the high school library. The banned books were excluded due to perceived violations of district guidelines pertaining to profanity and sexually explicit content. Concerns were raised regarding the specific process employed for reviewing and removing the books. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. It is Tuesday night, and wow. I am on the mic alone. I haven't done this in so long right now. It is just me, Tim, Dr. Tim Slecker. Anya, of course, producer over there.
Hi, Tim.
Ready and waiting if needed. Right now, though, trying to work on our guest, Marla Kilfoyle. It's going to be coming on shortly when she figures this out. Johnny Lupinacci, my goodness, out there sends me, hey, dude, I got a flat tire. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it. I was just like, come on, man, you'll make it. We know you're going to be here. So, hey, education, though, education talk, Busted Pencils. That's what we do here every Tuesday. People are like, how do you have a show talking about education, schools and things like that? Hey, you all went to school. You know what it's about. Some of you actually even liked school. Some of you didn't like school. And now that some of you are even adults, you have lots of thoughts about what it is schools should and shouldn't be doing. That's what we do here every week on Busted Pencils. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, call in show. Hey, yeah, if you're a parent out there right now and you want to say, here's what I wish I would see happening in my child's school, well then, where else are you going to do that? I know you're not going to go to the meeting for the school board, but you know, there's an opportunity here. It's Busted Pencils every night. And there she is in the waiting room, our guest, Marla. Marla, hello. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Marla Kilfoyle from the Network for Public Education. Oh, she's the grassroots liaison to the Network for Public Education. She was a public school teacher for 30 years who taught in rural, urban, and suburban communities. That means she taught somewhere near you. A national board certified teacher, Marla was the first educator to be honored as the Finkelstein Memorial Lecturer at Adelphi University because of her commitment to advocacy for public education. And Marla, welcome to Busted Pencils. We lost you, but we're going to get you back. That's okay. There she is. Okay, I see you're popping back up. We'll get her hooked back up there. Network for Public Education. Marla, there you are. You're back. Yay. Thank you. So Marla, it's been a while. I haven't seen you. When's the last time you and I, was it maybe my last network conference? Maybe.
Yes.
Chicago,
yes.
Chicago 2015, maybe.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm looking forward to actually coming to the conference. Network for Public Education, though, Marla, let's just, you know, we've had Carol on the show, we've had Diane on the show, but for the new listener, the Network for Public Education, what is it? Before we even talk about the conference, tell me about the Network for Public Education.
Well, the Network for Public Education was founded by the president, Diane Ravitch, and also co-founded by Anthony Cody as well. Mm-hmm. It really is a very powerful advocacy group that, you know, covers so many different venues of advocacy and education. But we primarily really focus on, vouchers and charters, really trying to educate people about the damage that they do to the public school system, but also branching out to, you know, the things that make teaching and learning and, you know, public schools and children in the schools and the families that, you know, reap the benefits of these schools, the greatness of what public schools are all about. And this certainly becomes about the foundation of democracy and, you know, strengthening communities. So, you know, it's a wonderful organization that has lots of wonderful little tentacles that really work hard in trying to educate people about the power of our public schools.
That's the point too, to underline right there. Well, it's the Network for Public Education, but to it's relentlessly pursuing and going after and advocating for our public schools and realizing that. Now this year though, too, I mean, this is a special year, right?
Yeah.
Talk about
that. It's our 10th anniversary.
10 years. So 2013 was the first gathering of the Network for Public Education. So let's do a little bit of a backtrack in there, but our connections started pre the network, opt out for people who, you know, back in the day when we were out there saying, hey, you know, one of the worst things that could have ever happened to public education was all of this relentless high stakes standardized testing. In fact, let's find a whole bunch of crazy people from across the country, go to the Department of Education in March and occupy the Department of Education. That's our first connection, right, Marla?
It absolutely is. And I think that, honestly, I think that was the kickoff for this movement across the country that woke everybody up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, education needs to be about children and where children are, not about testing companies and where testing companies think children should be, right?
Right.
It's about teachers in the classroom, and it's about teachers with children and teachers understanding where they need to take kids. So that sort of occupation of the Department of Education, I think really lit the fire, you know, because after that you had the Uniting to Save Our Schools, or SOS, right? Mm-hmm. Their amazing gathering in DC, the Badass Teachers Association. I think we sort of came off that and occupied the Department of Education. And then the Network for Public Education came also around that time. So I really feel like the occupation by, you know, you guys really sort of kickstarted that awakening of what our school should really be about.
Yeah, I mean, think about you. I mean, the two founders that you pointed out, Diane Ravitch, Anthony Cody, were at the, you know, those very first Occupies.
Right.
You know, they were there. I remember, you know, getting in touch with Anthony and Diane when I made that decision to, quote, opt my son out of high stakes standardized testing in 2011. He was a fifth grader. And for anybody out there wondering what happened to him, he graduated college And never once during those times in public schools did he ever take a high-stakes standardized test. Yeah. And Marla, he passed, went forward, went to college, and graduated college. So for anybody out there who's going, wait a minute, you can actually opt out of the high-stakes yeah. testing? The answer is yes. And my kid can still graduate? Yes. And my kid can go on to be a successful person? Yes. My goodness. In fact, they'll go on to be even hopefully more successful because they've also participated in what it is about public education, which is this kind of, there's a freedom there. And, you know, we've been trying to really grab those words back from the right, Marla.
That's right.
People talk about freedom. Nothing more free than the ability to learn in an unrestricted environment for every child in this country, which is what public education is about. And right. so anybody who talks about, you know, you're not for freedom, we want freedom vouchers, we want freedom scholarships. No, stop it. Okay. You want freedom? You want a fully functioning public education system committed to the success of all students. That's what the Network for Public Education is now 10 years. Now, mm-hmm. you have a conference coming up in Washington, D.C. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
And, you know, great speakers there. We're going to be talking about that throughout the show. People check it out, Network for Public Education, get up on that website, see some of the, you know, sites that are about to be there. We're going to talk more about them. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle from the Network for Public Education, 10 years Network for Public Education, about to have their big 10-year conference in Washington, D.C. this weekend. You know, I don't know, Marla, maybe we can go down and do a little occupying of the DOE again, you know, just for old times, you know, just go down there with a little, hey, remember us?
Remember us.
You know, what's funny about that time, though, too, you know, and Johnny talked about this and some of the people that were involved, is just that that was the Obama, that was a Democratic administration. Yes. People forget. Like, you know, it's the, you know, the Republicans, the right, and, you know, it's just Democrats and, you know, these kind of, it was like, wait a minute, the onslaught on public schools. And I think to this day, it still continues. You know, I don't know that when you play for a certain team, that tells you that whether or not you're truly a public education supporter. And that was one of the big things that people didn't understand at the Occupy movement. When we were down there and people found out, well, you guys are mostly Democrats and you're boycotting Arne Duncan. Wait a minute. What? Yeah. How does that work? And it was like, well, you know what? It's not about a Democrat. It's about public education.
Right. And I think that, you know, I think what it really boils down to is a complete lack of respect for the people that are really in the buildings with kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not getting it done, right? So I remember meeting with Arne Duncan, and he was completely shocked that teachers were protesting at the Department of Education.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that shock, it was just right there. Oh, my goodness. Network for Public Education, conference in D.C. starting Friday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle. The number is 844-967-2789. When we get back, though, let's dig into the conference. Who's going to be there? What are they talking about? What should we expect? Bust the pencils. More when we get back after the break. What you just make? A bitch can get better just to break your will. I hope you choke on every pill. We will not win this anymore. This is the end.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season.
There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 59, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Every week, the number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years in business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this, and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But you know, we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple. Right. It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago, and the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, am I tired? Yes. Am I Are we done? No, in fact,
you know, because it's somebody, it's like 10 years, you know. Yeah. And in 10 years now, it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education. You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers, we talk about this, the fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools,
right?
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, number one, if you said, you know, what are you excited about for the conference? I know you're excited about everything, but
give me,
you know, tell me about Linda Darling Hammond.
Linda Darling Hammond is, you know, is a real pillar in everything that you could think about in education, right? So she definitely is sort of the foundation and in the understanding of what communities need and schools need. I think that in this conference, we have such an amazing lineup of different people discussing different concepts and attacks on education. I think, honestly, the thing I'm probably most excited with, we actually booked these Nick Sergey and his documentary group called Documented. We booked them just recently. They actually have sort of clandestine videos about the right wing plot to take down public education. They're going to be amazing. If you look on the website, you'll kind of see what they're really about and what the video is about. Diane actually did a really powerful conversation with Nick Sergey on it. It's on the website. I think they're probably the most excited I'm about, because I think most people are going to go, holy cow, this is crazy. It's crazy.
That part. And so the website too, networkforpubliceducation.org. Check it out.
Yeah.
We'll have a link to it in the show notes after the show goes up as a podcast. Networkforpubliceducation.org. Check that out. You can get the full program here that we're talking about. That idea too, that, you know, here is, and because I've, you know, Johnny and I try to talk about this all the time. It's like, if my neighbor, we use that kind of quote as the saying, if my neighbor really knew,
yep,
the reality, the gasp that they would probably take to go, wait, what? That's happening to my school, to my kids, to my Friday night football, to my daughter's band recital, to the prom, to what? Wait, they took away what book? They said they can't read or talk about this anymore.
Yep.
We say here, my neighbor, if my neighbor only knew. So that's one of the highlights that we're talking about. It's Network for Public Education's 10th anniversary conference, Washington, D.C., coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, talking about what's happening. The number, 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. GOP Congressman Tom Emmer drops out of the speaker race after being chosen the nominee by Republicans. Now five candidates are trying to become the new House Speaker. CBS's Nicole Killian.
They've gone through their top three. They've gone through Steve Scalise. They have gone through Jim Jordan, who is considered a rising star. And they have also now gone through Tom Emmer, who's a number three Republican in the House.
Israel targets Gaza with airstrikes as family members of hostages being held by Hamas are demanding action from world leaders. Moran Aloni's family was taken.
It has been 18 days and 10 hours since I last heard from my sister Sharon, when her last text message was, "Help, we're dying."
Former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis is the fourth person to plead guilty to reduced charges over efforts to overturn former President Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Germantown police officers who were involved in the shooting outside Kennedy Middle School last night have been placed on administrative leave. The incident occurred when officers responded to a report of an individual acting erratically in the school's parking lot. That person climbed onto the roof of the school and fired shots at the officers, prompting them to return fire. As a result, the school district made the decision to close both the affected school and the entire district today. Artificial turf is being delivered this week to Waukesha's Mendiola Park. The installation of the turf will take a few weeks, and when that's done, the project will be almost completed. The second phase of the Mendiola Park soccer complex was funded by a combination of CIP and ARPA funds. The development of the south side of the park was a priority. The complex will soon be available for more tournaments, leagues, and rentals. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. Social media links for your
Tim and Johnny. Drinking Bud Light, shopping at Target, and of course, don't forget their pronoun, them. Educated educators talking education.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. I am one part of them, Tim Slucker. Johnny Lupinacci out there somewhere with a flat tire. Yeah, and don't forget our preferred pronoun, them. And yes, we drink Bud Light, and yes, we shop at Target. My goodness, you know, who knew about that? The number's